Thanks, Mino.
Thanks, not EA.
Not EA is right. All right, it's Thursday. It's 4:30.
Stupid takes.
And it is time for the Rant Revival, a program that ran from the mid-90s to the mid-aughts before we decided that weekends suck. Or they're too valuable, I guess. They don't suck. Yeah. They're just too valuable.
Being on the air on the weekends sucks.
Gordon Keith.
No offense, Mino.
Gordon Keith joins us now.
Whoa.
Gordon!
What's this about?
Great.
Lisa Marie?
Gordon.
Hold on. You're going to stick around for E! News.
Yeah, but I'm shocked now because I just saw the headline.
I've not seen it.
Hold on.
When's E! News?
Next.
4:50.
Did you hear about Garrett Riley, though?
Going to Clemson?
Yeah, Gordon and I were having a very delicate conversation about the passing of my father.
Yeah, Corby was really opening up to me.
Right.
Saying some things that he'd never said before.
I just want to let you know, Gordon. About and all of a sudden, Bob stands
religious
up.
Traditions around,
yeah.
Around burial
the
and
the
cremation.
The burial and the body.
Bob hops up in the middle of conversation. I have that little tear.
Yeah. It was the first time I'd seen Corby cry.
Right.
Since his father passed. This was the breakthrough. Right.
This is all overstated.
And Bob jumps up and screams, "Oh my God, Garrett Riley's going to Clemson?"
Shows you. It's Bob and Norm just have no... They just get tunnel vision and...
No empathy whatsoever.
That's why I have to turn my phone off at funerals so I don't get...
Sports updates.
He's going on the disabled list?
So did you deal with the same thing that I dealt with when it came to funeral homes and... Your parents weren't cremated, but the hushed tones of the funeral director. Yes. And
well, that's why I've always made fun of Jim Nance when I see him talking in his golf voice. It's just so funeral parlor director to me. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Got this.
I get why they have to do it, right?
Well, of course. Because you don't know the emotional state of whoever you're dealing with. And
right.
So you always just keep it super calm.
Mm-hmm.
But are they like... The guards at Buckingham Palace. Yeah. Can you make them laugh? Like, if you just kind of wandered in there?
I think that's the challenge, yeah. At a funeral, you try to make the funeral parlor people laugh.
So one story I didn't tell was that when my mother passed away 3 years ago, going through the same process that I'm going through now with my dad, cremation and the like, and so I go and pick up my mom's ashes. All right. And the guy who brings them out, he was like, "Here you are, sir." And I was like, "Thank you." And and he was like, "Oh, I've forgot the death certificates." And so he comes back and he was like, "You know, here they are. Here's your mother's death certificates."
I doodled on them a little bit. Cheer you up.
I drew Ziggy.
Yeah. Just some smiley faces and some hearts. I'm not that great, but. You can kind of see some of my work.
A Van Halen symbol. I was really into them in the 80s.
And the Waylon W.
And here's a gift certificate to Whataburger.
Here you go. And the guy goes,
"I'll ride with you in the backseat home."
I swear to God, he goes, "I didn't know that I was dealing with you. You're on the radio, correct?" I was like, yeah, I am. He's like, "I've been listening for a long time." I was like, "Oh, thank you very much.
You really crack me up."
Who's line
you
four
do.
Guy?
And then he goes, there's like a pause because I'm waiting for him to hand me my mom. And I was like, "Thank you, man. Thanks for listening." And he goes, "Mm-hmm. Here you go. And I was like, "Thank you."
Are you going to have and blood cannons at the funeral?
Let me just say, I hope you show this to Bob and Dan.
Right. And then it was the weird hug of...
Oh, a half hug?
With my mom in the middle.
Oh.
You know?
Thank
you.
Could you shout out my brother-in-law?
I don't know if this is a bad time to ask, but...
Yeah.
My brother-in-law...
He's a big P1.
Really likes overgussers. So.
Yeah. He turns 48 tomorrow.
Are you on Cameo?
Could you...
Could you call his voicemail right now and overcuss him real fast?
I'll hold your mom.
I've got my contacts pulled up, so.
And in my head, through all of this, as I'm dealing with my dad today, picking up his ashes, and they're asking me all these things, and it's just so hushed, and they're so sorry. Is it my dad would be screaming, like going, just no, he doesn't need help to the car. No, he can.
That was weird. So they asked you if you needed help carrying your father's remains to the car.
If it was
cremated remains.
And I couldn't figure out if he thought I was too.
Not the body, in case someone's just joining us.
Right.
It's cremated.
If I was too decrepit looking to do it myself,
well,
or if I was emotionally distraught.
Yeah, some people may be emotionally distraught, and some people may be freaked out carrying what is their parents' earthly remains. So.
Right.
Yeah,
so maybe that's what it is.
Like, I called my sister.
Seat belted in.
You're
for
not
you.
Always sure footed. Right. Yeah, yeah.
He knows your injury history.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and he's got stuff on all his seats, and he just got to balance.
Let
it
me
right
move
there.
This bong out of the way.
Bong.
Sorry.
But I called my sister because we're discussing things for the funeral. We're having a funeral for both of them, for both mom and dad, because mom
did
died.
You have much of she was during COVID,
and
so
not only COVID, it was the lockdown period, so she died the first 2 months of COVID, not from COVID, but we couldn't, there were 8 people allowed in the church or 10, mm-hmm. and so it was just my family and my sister's family, so we didn't do anything, and so we're doing this dual celebration, you know, for the both of them. So I call my sister and I was like, and you know, just talk. She's like, hey, I talked to the pastor and la la. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm driving with dad right now.
Oh, it's got to be so weird.
I know. And she's like, ew.
So they both, I guess he's going beside your mom at their church.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll have an urn.
You're not going to do like the LeBron toss of both of them in the air?
No, we're not.
And I commingle.
I feel that's cheapening things, Dave.
A bit, Dave.
Just a bit. But then we were going to combine their ashes into one urn, which a lot of people told me they've done with their parents.
Is that weird, though?
Well, my wife is like, what if your dad doesn't want to be in there?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
or what if you rub the urn and a genie comes out, but it's the two of them like,
yeah, it's like a weird DNA hybrid. It's like the movie The Thing.
Yes.
You ever seen that?
Oh, God. Again.
And once again, certainly are with you in this time.
I don't think that's a possibility, Dave, but now that you mentioned it.
Parents will come out of the urn like a two-headed genie.
Yeah.
Dave, are you okay over there?
Please stop.
Yeah, I don't know if it's possible.
I don't
I don't
know
how the afterlife. Once the rant virus hits Davey's blood, it cannot be stopped.
I don't know how the afterlife works.
None of us do, Dave. None of us do. Mm-hmm.
So are those expensive spots in your parents' church?
What's it called? A columborium?
Columbine?
No.
Whoa, definitely not.
A
Colombian straitjacket.
Ty, what is that?
A columbarium?
Yep. Yeah, it's something close.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But it's a section in a church where you can put people's cremated remains.
Right. Yeah.
I always like them. They're always like off in a pretty room and you can light candles and stuff if it's like a gothic church.
Yeah.
And so is it like airport lockers? Like,
I don't think there's a combination lock on the front of them, though.
They're little doors, or
no? I think they're sealed up. I mean, put behind.
But you have a little cubby, right?
Yeah, little cubbies.
Are we all progressing?
Like a mailbox. It's like a, you know, the smaller mailboxes.
Are we all progressing to the point? Like my father-in-law, he was cremated, and he is at a, you know, one of the standard Dallas funeral homes, but he's inside. So in one of those indoor-y type places, mm-hmm. where you can just go sit and reflect or whatever. But I'm wondering if we're moving to a point, no knock on any of the funeral homes in the area.
No.
But if we're moving to a point where that all is going to go by the wayside. And I mean
actual burial.
Yeah, burial, mm-hmm. even the remains, a cremated remains being there.
Like, has anybody considered looking into a plot yet?
Oh, I have.
No.
I have some.
That's why I looked at you, because I assumed,
do you really?
Yeah.
I assumed you've already thought this
through. So do you want to be buried?
Have you written out your entire funeral plans?
I've gone back and forth on whether burial or cremation.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, if your ashes were spread somewhere that, were spread somewhere that it meant something to you, and then your family could go, Lambo.
Well, this is what I finally settled on.
Gordon,
because I think that
you want to be sprinkled at Lambo, Gordon.
I think it's cool that that you have a place to go and grieve, you know, for those that loved you can go and grieve, which only lasts, you know, what, a generation or
right,
two.
Right, which is, and that's the problem I have. It's a waste of space.
Unless you're somebody famous, and then, you know, like, it's cool that Jim Morrison has a grave that people can still go right. to, things like that. But, of course, none of us are Jim Morrison. So, but also the thought of, like, being burned up is weird, and the thought of being buried is weird.
You don't
because
know.
You keep projecting yourself into the forest.
Yeah, what is
and watching the tree fall?
Taxidermy.
So I've instructed my loved ones mm-hmm. to saw me in half, mm-hmm. cremate half of me, bury the other half.
Right, and then
I want my ashes spread on my grave.
It's weird.
So I a startling lack of imagination there towards the end of it. When I was coming up with my plan.
And then what if
I couldn't think of a good place to spread my ashes, so
what if that half of you that you spread, like you poke like fertilization holes over your casket?
What are you gonna do to the casket? Try to fertilize it?
And then you dump your ashes in there, and then that half of you springs up from the ground.
What is
a
bird?
It's like the top, tree. It's the top half of you. Yeah, it's a Gordon tree.
You know, people are doing that now.
Yeah.
They do. They get turned into compost.
Yeah.
Like a compost ball, and then they put you in the ground, and then they stick a sapling over you.
I think that's great.
That then grows, and then your face grows into the tree.
Yeah, it's in the trunk always.
You become a hybrid.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. You become a weir tree, or whatever that was called.
You know, when my buddy Manny passed, we went to his service, and we got roped into taking his body out of the casket and shoving it into the cremation oven.
Wait, what? Is this real?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't know what was happening. There was a procession to the crematorium from wherever they were having the service.
He was bagged, though, right?
No.
No, no. You did not take out his naked body and shove him into
No, he was dressed. He was in a suit.
Yeah, they burned the clothes, too.
Wait, why are you burning the clothes?
He was in a suit.
Are you going to sell them on eBay?
Somebody could use them.
He was in a suit, and he was in a cardboard box inside of the display casket, and they unhinge the sides of the casket, and you get three guys on each side, and you lift up the cardboard box, and you shove it into
the oven. Okay, well, he was obscured from you.
No,
by the cardboard box.
I could see his craggy toes. It was really scary.
Wait, he didn't wear shoes?
No, they didn't put shoes on him.
Why do they go with the suit but not the shoes?
I don't know.
Is that a tradition?
Is that normal? And then his dad was the one that pushed the button.
The hit launch.
Yeah.
You know, when we do that for you soon,
believe me, I will outlive you.
You want to bet?
If everything goes according to my plan.
We're all putting you in a Maverick City Edition uniform.
That's a great uniform.
Yeah. My thought is that when you are cremated, half of you, and it's mm-hmm. top half.
I even selected the magician.
You did?
To saw me in half, yes.
Okay.
I did.
But I don't think that your quick t-shirt will burn. You'll burn, but your quick t-shirt will live through the fire.
Rated rookie will emerge.
Rated rookie, quick. What's another classic?
I don't know.
I got a Hari Mari shirt I wear.
When we did, like if we died at the same time, we'd have a contest between Quick and Ronin. See which burns faster.
God.
All right. So Jeff Beck in.
Right? Yeah. Jeff Beck.
E! News in 3 minutes.
Absolutely, Jeff Beck is in. One of the greatest guitarists, if not the greatest, of all time.
Meh.
The latest on Lisa Marie next.
Meh.
We got Joel Klatt coming up at 5:15, so let's get moving. We have Gordon in here, and we have to stop down for this.
Entertainment news for you, Purge.
Which is brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here to present is Dave.
Dave.
Hello. Yes. So, Lisa. Lisa Marie Presley, the daughter of Elvis and Priscilla Presley, was at
Oh, really? How's she doing? This is great.
She saw her 2 nights ago.
She was at the Golden Globes on Tuesday night to watch Austin Butler win Best Actor for Elvis.
And do his Elvis voice win the award. I don't know, man.
Wasn't that weird?
Yeah.
And
golly, everybody,
people are saying,
I mean, golly willikers, man, I just don't know. You know,
eyewitnesses are saying that Lisa Marie appeared unsteady at Golden Globes. Well, today, according to TMZ, Lisa Marie Presley went into full cardiac arrest at her home in Calabasas, and EMTs arrived, and reportedly someone administered epinephrine. Is that the safe shot?
I think, yeah, that is.
So she had no pulse, and
you leaving out the cussing.
They administered a safe shot, and she regained a pulse. Paramedics performed CPR, and then rushed her to the hospital. So
this is Darren Hamlin all over again, right? Damar Hamlin all over again.
Well, she wasn't struck in the chest by T. Higgins.
Yes, but basically.
Well, that'd be quite a story.
What if he was over there at her house? Can I hand you this muffin? Boom!
Can I hand you this muffin?
Shoulder checks her.
That is
the
your
solar plexus.
Proposed dialogue before this happens.
There's no other reason for him to bum rush her and hit her in the chest
than to give her a muffin.
He fell over a coffee table.
It's an aggressive presentation of a muffin, Corby.
So did they fly her to Buffalo to that same trauma center?
No, it was Cincinnati.
She's not in Cincinnati. She is in L.A. and her condition is unclear, but she is in the hospital and she is at this point anyway still alive.
Well, they haven't announced anything. Yeah, and I think this is really bad. I mean, because the things that you think of is she has a heart attack, or it's substance related in some way.
Mm-hmm. Ding 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 ding.
Oh god!
But the epinephrine, that's adrenaline to the heart, right?
Yeah.
So that's like in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to break through the breastplate.
She wears one of those.
Need the Sharpie first, though.
Yeah, you got to draw.
Yeah, you got to draw the dot.
And do you really? Because Pulp Fiction did teach us that it's almost like you're
stab it.
Yeah. Does it take that much force with an elongated needle to go through the breastplate like that?
Yeah, it's bone.
Let's find out.
How?
Ticket stock.
Take your shirt off.
Take your shirts off.
Speaking of the Golden Globes.
And the other thing I was going to say about Lisa Marie is, even if they reestablished the pulse, which they did, and
brain.
Yeah, it's the brain. It's how long was she out like that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think that every wealthy, if this is a substance, if this was a medication error that she underwent, don't you think that every wealthy medication taker should have a save shot? Like up at their, in their place.
Sure.
What do you mean medication?
Inside a glass coffee table.
You know, if you're wealthy and you mess with medications that could
kill you,
just cause you to start snoring before you stop breathing altogether.
Like if you're a fentanyl based celebrity.
Yes, Tom Petty was a fentanyl based celebrity. Prince was.
Yeah.
Unintentionally, they got a hold of fentanyl, I think, but.
Davey, would you like an update on Lisa Marie Presley?
Yes, please.
Ooh, that was a drop.
Was that a drop?
It's going to be a drop. Right now in the ICU on life support, a temporary pacemaker in an induced coma, critical condition.
Does not sound good.
What is that from?
What is
Zap to it?
Yeah, do you have a source?
Is that E-how? AP?
It's TMZ.
Oh, okay. No, that's legit, man. They know.
And ball sack.
Where are you reading this? Rotten Tomatoes?
Elf sent it to him.
Yeah. Amen.
She's not that old. What, 55 maybe?
I think 4. Yeah, somewhere around there. And
54, yeah. She has 3 children.
Yeah, the ex-husband is, I guess, living with her again. And he had just gotten back from taking their kids to school.
Michael
and found
Jackson?
Her in the bedroom. No, different ex-husband.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, Gordon, but she sold Elvis Presley Enterprises in 2005, but she still owns Graceland.
She does?
Yeah, Lisa Marie does.
Does Priscilla own? I guess Priscilla legally was out of the mix.
Yeah, I think so.
So it all went to Lisa Marie?
Yeah. Speaking of the Golden Globes,
great
telecast
segue.
On Tuesday averaged a near record low of 6.3 million viewers. The only time that the Golden Globes drew a smaller audience,
COVID,
was when it was
a radio
press
show.
Conference during the 2008 writer's strike. You remember that?
I do.
Well, because people don't care about award shows anymore.
The pre-Pandy 2020 Globes drew 18.4 million.
No, so it's, I mean, it's like,
oh, wow.
It's dropped like, to 6.3.
It's like The Simpsons or, you know, any of those shows that have been on forever. They used to have an audience before everything was so fragmented of 20 million, right? Didn't we say one day? Like a, an average Simpsons episode in the 90s was 20 million people. Well, something like that.
Might have been more. Even.
And now it's two.
Right.
But it still is profitable. And this is still profitable for them to run this as opposed to CSI Birmingham or whatever it is, I guess. So they
run
it. It
seems like celebrity has changed so much to where it's not really the movie stars unless you're in like one of the superhero franchises.
Well, think
right?
about it. Like used to,
I've never
though,
sat down and said, damn it, it's time to watch Ghostbusters.
Used to, these people that were on the silver screen were, you only saw them in movies or in like newsreels that they would run before the movies, right? And then slowly we've had
newsreels.
Yeah.
When did you grow up?
Well, you know what
the
I'm 40s? Saying? Well, that's, I'm saying before we were around, but that's kind of where you saw these people. And then, you know, every now and then when late night talk shows came about, they would be on there. Now we kind of have access to them and their thoughts on social media.
It's not special to see them.
It's not at all. And so there's just not much there. And the fact that nobody is watching TV at all outside of the NFL and college football. It just, it makes sense. There's no
man,
point in lamenting.
I think people also find celebrities insufferable because they're going to get up there and, like, it's a total Glazer term to me, virtue signaling. But it is a beating when you watch people get up there and, I accept this award, but I think what we really should be focusing on is what's going on in Darfur, you know, whatever they're mentioning.
I don't think there was much of that the other night, though.
No.
And one of the things that when we did our Golden Globes recap yesterday, one of the things that I forgot was that K-Hugh Kwan, he won Best Supporting Actor for Everything Everywhere All at Once. Do you remember who that is?
No. The husband?
Short Round. Short Round from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
No way. Shorty?
Yes.
Hey.
So he definitely made a point to thank Steven Spielberg for giving him his big break.
He hasn't done
anything.
Worst Indiana Jones movie ever made.
He hasn't
worse
really
than Crystal Skull.
You need to die.
He hasn't really done anything in four decades. He's 51 years old now, and in the press room after the Globes, he says he hopes that his resurgence, winning this award and the notoriety from Everything Everywhere All at Once, he's hoping that he can finally get Goonies 2 made.
Aww.
When he got back into the business, you know who his agent was?
Captain Lou Albano?
Chunk. The guy that played Chunk became an agent and an entertainment lawyer, and he helped him get back in the business.
Oh, my God.
Big game?
Chunk. Yeah, let's get
Chunk.
I have never seen Goonies all the way through.
What are you doing? That's wheelhouse
is
for
it good?
You.
I don't think I have either.
I'm recording it as we speak.
Oh, let's not talk
yeah,
about
I'll bring it. I'll bring it up tomorrow.
You just got hey dilled by Ty. Yeah, it's good. It's really, I mean, for what it is.
Well, it wasn't a Spielberg or anything like that, was it? Who did it?
Dude, was that like a John Hughes thing? It was somebody in
Christopher Columbus wrote it.
And he's the
Richard
one.
Richard Donner.
Yeah.
He passed away.
Of the Donner Party.
Yeah. Donner did the Superman before it got cut.
Didn't some guy win for Donner?
Donner.
Oh. Yeah. Evan Peters, yeah.
Listen to Ham.
Did you know, Gordon, we were speaking about Jeff Beck?
Yes.
Did you know that Johnny Depp was at his bedside when he passed?
I read that, yes. You know, that was the last time I remember seeing some Jeff Beck footage, concert footage, was when Johnny Depp went to go join him after he won that court case against Amber Heard.
Yeah, so they released an album together in July of 2022, and then they toured together this past fall in like October, November. But yeah, it says Johnny Depp.
I think
and
that's
other
why Jeff Beck died, was having to listen to
his fake accent.
Johnny Depp.
I wanted to see how you do it.
Man, here's the best guitar player.
Hollywood Vampires, by the way, is the name of the band.
Yeah, we were close.
And yeah, so it said that Johnny Depp, as well as other rock stars, were by his bedside, but Doesn't say.
Do you think that
other rock stars?
Yeah, if they're rock stars, you would give their names.
Do you think that Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck did dope together?
I don't know. I don't know if Beck was one of the guys who's been clean or something like that.
I mean, he made it to 78.
Like Clapton.
Yeah.
Famously got clean.
Right. You know, I don't think Mick messes with anything but a nice right. IPA. Or I mean, he can't, doing what he does. Mm-hmm. I mean, Keith Richards has made it.
Speaking of celebrities and drugs, Adam Rich's death was most likely the result of an overdose.
Of what?
Well,
Fun Dip?
The manager at his apartment building
placeholder
found Adam Rich. And, of course, Adam Rich is from Eight Is Enough. We had that story earlier in the
Where
week.
Where did they find him?
So the manager at his apartment building found his body while doing a welfare check. No one had heard from the actor since January
1978? 5th.
Oh. No, since January 5th. And he was found in the bathroom.
Handcrafted.
He had been deceased for a while. And there was a white powdery substance on the scene. So it could be
cocaine,
could be heroin, could be fentanyl.
Lots of red flags. Above.
You know, in the Chris Farley photos that you demanded to show me like a thousand times.
I've never seen them.
Whatever. You're the one that showed them to me. I know that he was bloated and icky and like blue, but was there, could you see visibly cocaine or heroin, or did he have a rig connected to him?
Chris Farley?
Yeah.
Not that I remember.
Which you would remember, is why I asked you. Thank you. Just you answered the question.
Hardly even glance at them before I sent them on.
Just pull them out of your backpack.
I was told in the email that I got that included those pictures, charade? It said that if I sent it to 10 people within the next 10 minutes,
you got $100.
That I would have good luck.
And that's your e-news.
All right, good stuff, David. That is the rant revival as well.
I'm here to promote something.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow morning, the Musers are on the road at Choctaw Casino.
Are you spending the night tonight?
Yes.
Are you about to hit the road?
Yes, I'm about to hit the road to head up to Choctaw.
Are you going to gamble?
What? Are you going to gamble tonight?
I don't know. I might.
Wait a minute. Are you already there?
Why are you so excited?
If I give you money,
okay,
will you put that money on red?
I don't even know what that means.
It's a roulette wheel. It's red or black or a bunch of numbers, and I just give it to you, and you say, and I say,
so
put this on red.
So I have to play Russian roulette? I've heard that's really dangerous.
It's not. You're not going to die, but I need proof that you're going to put the money on there, that you don't just keep the money and end up buying coffee the next morning with
it. Wait, what if you got a tip that red's looking real good tonight or something?
It's 50-50. I'm just giving you money to gamble because I have a problem.
He has a tip sheet.
Yeah, but he needs you to videotape it for proof.
If you're wanting to gamble on something that's 50-50, just do a coin flip right now.
I hate him. Like, I don't even know how people are around him at all.